Hello and welcome to our program, which is the reading of the ARP magazine, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Kevin Altamirano, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from the ARP magazine here on OWL Radio. We're going to begin this reading today with an article from ARP magazine that's entitled "The Moment That Changed My Life." In their recent memoirs, these celebrities reveal personal and career events that transformed their lives. We're going to start off with actor William Shatner, who is now 91 years old. And this brief article by him is entitled "On His 2021 Blue Origin Spaceflight." I had thought that going into space would be the ultimate catharsis of that connection I had been looking for between all living things, that being up there would be the next beautiful step to understanding the harmony of the universe. In the film Contact, when Jodie Foster's character goes to space and looks out into the heavens, she lets out an astonished whisper. They should have sent a poet. But when I finally arrived out there, the splendor was absent. The feeling wasn't the warmth or glow that required poetry to express it. It was ominous. It was the opposite of life. It was among the strongest feelings of grief I have ever encountered. It reinforced tenfold my own view on the power of our beautiful, mysterious, collective human entanglement, and eventually it returned a feeling of hope to my heart. In this insignificance we share, we have one gift that other species perhaps do not. We are aware, not only of our insignificance, but of the grandeur around us that makes us insignificant. That allows us, perhaps, a chance to rededicate ourselves to our planet, to each other, to life and love all around us, if we seize that chance. A second part of this article is written by actor Ralph Macchio, who's 61. And this is about his audition for his career-making role in The Karate Kid. The sound of a train whistle blared as a westbounder entered the Babylon station. It was audition day, and there was in my white Tom Petty concert shirt, and there I was in my white Tom Petty concert shirt and black members only type jacket, stepping onto a Long Island Railroad train to New York City. I was on my way to meet one-on-one with the Oscar-winning director John Avildsen at his apartment on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. As I rode uptown in my cab, I wondered if maybe word of my performance in The Outsiders had gotten me past the first round. That had to be right, right? Not so fast. Insert record scratch here. When I arrived, I found a hallway packed with teenagers of all shapes and sizes. I reset my ego, took a deep breath, and made my way toward the door at the end of the hall. When it was time to read the scene, I was feeling pretty good with the material, and the dialogue seemed to fit nicely in my mouth. In hindsight, it was probably another sign that this role was a good match. I just played it as naturally as I could, being honest with my reactions, allowing my East Coast cockiness to bleed through. Reread it only once. That was it. No adjustments, no notes. He lowered his reading glasses and said in an impressed, almost surprised tone, "Wow, you're a good actor." Now, that's never a bad thing to hear on the first date. A proud feeling of jittery excitement was building in my chest. Then he ended the meeting with, "I can't guarantee anything for certain, but if I were you, I'd start taking some karate lessons." That got me up and out of the chair with a jolt. A pretty damn good sign, don't you think? All right, this short article that's connected with this same overall article is written by actress Jennifer Lewis on discovering at age 58 that her boyfriend was a con man. My boyfriend Tony and I had just walked in the door when I heard a horn blow outside. It was my friend Brenda, who begged me to hop onto the passenger seat. The night before, she had gone home, scrounged the internet like a black Nancy Drew, and discovered all of Tony's darkest secrets. She opened her laptop. She turned it to face me, and in big, bold letters, I saw a headline that read, "California man sentenced to 2 years in prison for fraud." Directly under it, as clear as day, was a picture of Tony. No, 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 God, no. Nothing made sense, and yet everything finally made sense. All those times he stared at me in that sick haze, I mistook it for sweetness. I had to get this phony out of my home. After much internal back and forth, I leaked the story to TMZ. I wanted to warn other women. I took his butt to court, and he was sentenced to 8 years. And me? I lived happily ever after. Now, the moment that changed Paul Newman's life, and this is about starting a years-long affair with future wife Joanne Woodward. I was doing the Broadway play Picnic when, already married with a wife and child, I run into a sensational 23-year-old girl named Joanne, who is understudying the play's female lead and some other parts. The play has a long dance scene that triggers the primary onstage romance. The kid, Newman, has no physical grace. So back in the wings, Joanne, pearly of skin and sensitive to touch, teaches him how to dance. It was the introduction of Joanne and her sexuality into my life. Joanne gave birth to a sexual creature. She taught him. She encouraged him. She delighted in the experimental. My ethical self was overwhelmed by the discovery of much more powerful appetites. Betraying my marital vows to my wife, Jackie, seemed insignificant against that discovery. We left a trail of lust. Hotels and motels and public parks and bathrooms and swimming pools and ocean beaches and rumble seats and Hertz rental cars. I don't know that Joanne and I sat around questioning our morals. There was passion in what we had. Something had happened to us, and we had no idea where it was going. One day, I'd determined to commit to her, and the next day, faced with having to do it, I'd find I couldn't bring myself to break away from Jackie. But then, each time there'd be an evening of great passion and affection with Joanne, I'd change my mind again. My vacillations went on for years. And how a certain moment in time changed the life of actor Michael K. Williams, who died in 2021. And this event was Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation video. And this changed his life at age 22. This was not a music video. It was an earthquake, a call to action, a message sent from a place where I belonged, a home I didn't even know existed. Dancing along to that video transported me out the window of that fifth floor apartment in the projects, out to the streets of East Flatbush, across the East River, to Manhattan, and on to the wider world. It all came together on that screen. My blackness, my fear, my loneliness, dance, music, performance. It was like an explosion. Years later, I read an interview where Janet said she was trying with that song to reach out to anyone who was teetering on the edge. And if she could get to one person, it would be worth it. Well, she found one. When I closed my eyes at night, I saw myself in formation behind Janet. That song and its video were a turning point, but I also took it literally. Something I loved, that I had been good at my whole life, that I could make a living at. When something powerful reaches you just at a time when you're ready to hear it, you have to strike. So I did. Our next section is from the upfront section of the art magazine called What I Know Now. And this one is by Gina Davis. And it's her on the beauty of archery, dreams of being shorter, and the need for female presidents. And it's divided in about eight little blurbs. First one is called Towing the Line. I grew up a cripplingly polite New Englander, but to be polite, the things you feel and do and say must fit in a very narrow window, and the things you are not allowed to do and say are, quote, bad. So I nearly died of politeness. Too big. I was a shy, quiet kid, except when I was feeling exuberant. But then I was told to bring it down. I was also taller than everyone else and was told I was too big. I always dreamed of being shorter. Work-life balance. When I was doing Commander-in-Chief, I was in nearly every scene. My twin boys were 1.5 and my daughter was 3.5. I was lucky because, as the lead actor, I was allowed to bring my kids to work. But even so, I found true balance impossible. I just did what needed to be done. Madam President. We don't just need one female president. We need lots of female presidents. We need it to be completely normal. Gender in media. When my daughter was 2, we watched her first preschool show, and there were far more male than female characters. It helped spur me to launch a Gender in Media Institute in 2004 to advocate for fairer representation. Natural beauty. I don't have a particular beauty routine, and some people ask me how I stay thin, but I don't have a secret to share. I'm just genetically that way, and it's not encouraging to talk about that. Get to the point. I fell in love with archery because you're judged by points, not how you look while doing it. I haven't kept up with it in the past few years, but it's not an age-dependent sport, so I intend to return to it. Impact on women. I was occasionally recognized in the supermarket for Beetlejuice or The Fly, and it was all very fun and very short. But that changed after Thelma and Louise. Then it was mostly women who really wanted to share their reactions and how it changed their thinking. It's been like that ever since. Spoiler alert. People came out of Thelma and Louise, which ends with the characters driving their car off a cliff, going, yay! It's because the women we portrayed were free. They took control of their lives and decided they'd pay any price to not give that up. Our next article is from the section called Healthy You, and it's entitled Grain Power, Make Your Taste Buds and Your Cardiologist Happier. This was written by Kelsey Ogletree. Simple carbs, such as white rice and potatoes, lack the fiber, protein, vitamins, and minerals of more complex grains, notes Emma Newell, a registered dietitian at NourishRx. Why not choose side dishes that are not only more interesting, but can also lower cholesterol, stabilize blood sugar, improve gut health, and boost energy levels, among many other benefits? The alternative isn't just brown rice. We asked Chef Franklin Becker of the Press Club Grill in New York City for some suggestions on high-fiber carb side dishes that will delight our taste buds while keeping our bodily systems humming along. The first one is barley. Subtly sweet and chewy, this rice-like grain holds up well in fresh or cooked dishes. With 22 grams carbs, 3 grams fiber, 2 grams protein. And it's best in salads, Korean dishes, or paired with cooked mushrooms and bitter greens such as escarole. Another grain is called farro. With a nice chew, this ancient grain is texturally pleasing and has a strong cashew flavor with hints of cinnamon. And it has 26 grams of carbs, 3.5 grams fiber, 4 grams protein. And it's best in pilafs, salads, steamed with kale and squash, or cooked risotto style with Parmesan. Quinoa. Unlike most grains, quinoa is a complete protein, meaning it contains all the essential proteins needed for building muscle. It's also gluten-free. Rinse before cooking to remove the bitter outer germ. And this quinoa has 20 grams carbs, 3 grams fiber, 4 grams protein, and of course this is all per serving. And it's best in salads, stir fries, and pilafs with fresh herbs, shallots, and garlic. Next we have bulgur, often used in Middle Eastern cooking, especially Turkish cuisine. It has a popcorn-like scent when cooked. 17 grams carbs, 4 grams fiber, 3 grams protein. And it's best in pilafs with fresh herbs or onions and garlic, or subbed for rice in soups. And finally, spelt. This ancient grain has a nutty and slightly sweet flavor similar to whole wheat. 26 grams carbs, 4 grams fiber, 5 grams protein, and it's best in pilafs with mushrooms and onions or bread. And again, all that nutrition info is for one serving. Another article from the Healthy You section is entitled, 7 Warning Signs You're About to Gain Weight. Prevent the pounds before they grab you by the waist. And this was written by Beth Howard. Gaining weight means one of two things: working hard to lose the pounds or shelling out money for new clothes. But what if you could see that weight gain approaching in advance and take steps to fend it off before it collects around your midsection? Here are 7 indicators that weight gain may be in your near future, and some simple steps to preempt the pounds. Number 1, weight warning sign number 1, you're on a diet. You may lose some weight in the short term, but research shows that dieters often end up heavier than their baseline weights. In a review of 29 weight loss studies, dieters regained more than half the weight they had shed within 2 years. After 5 years, they had regained about 80%. We are at the mercy of a tightly controlled system designed to keep the body at its current weight, says Carolyn M. Apovian, MD, who is the co-director of the Center for Weight Management and Wellness in Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. When you try to lose weight by dieting, your body's going to fight you, she notes. As soon as calories drop, your body makes less leptin, the hormone that tells your brain you're full, and more ghrelin, a hormone that signals that you're hungry. Plus, your body tries to hold on to its fat stores by lowering your metabolic rate, burning fewer calories. How do you prevent the pounds? To shed weight for good, don't simply restrict calories. Instead, make sure the calories you eat count. Apovian advises sticking with whole grains, lean protein, low-fat dairy, fruits and vegetables, and avoiding processed foods and added sugars. Weight warning sign number 2, you're down in the dumps. Mood disorders may lead to weight gain, and vice versa, says David Arterburn, doctor a senior investigator at Kaiser Permanente Washington Health Research Institute. Some people use eating as a coping mechanism for sadness because certain foods, like refined sugars, can have an opiate-like effect on the brain. Certain antidepressants may also promote weight gain, such as sertraline, which is Zoloft, and mirtazapine, which is Remeron. How to prevent the pounds? Getting more active can both help treat depression and help weight gain, Arterburn says, but you may also need counseling or a new medication. For instance, the antidepressant bupropion, which is also Wellbutrin, can be a part of treatment for obesity. Weight warning sign number 3. That laundry basket seems heavier. As we age, we lose muscle mass from 3 to 8% a decade, starting at around age 30. That increases the risk of weight gain. Muscle is much more metabolically active than fat, says David Creel, a psychologist and registered dietitian in the Bariatric and Metabolic Institute at Cleveland Clinic. If you maintain more muscle, you'll burn more calories at rest. How to prevent the pounds? Pick up some weights or stretchy bands. Not only does greater muscle power help slim you down, it also bolsters your bones and reduces disease risks. Just be sure to get adequate protein to support muscle maintenance, about 25 grams at each meal for the average woman and about 30 grams for the average man. As you get older, your cells don't take up protein and make muscle with it as well as they used to when you were young, Apovian explains. Weight warning sign number 4, you drink diet soda. In a 9-year study of older adults, those who drank at least one diet soda a day had triple the increase in waist size compared with people who didn't drink diet sodas, says Sharon Fowler, an epidemiologist with the University of Texas Health Center at San Antonio, who conducted the research. It's a dose response, Fowler adds. The more you drink, the more weight you put on. How to prevent the pounds? Swap that chemical stew for unsweetened iced tea or sparkling water. Weight warning sign number 5. Which is you started a new medication. Weight-related trouble can come from some surprising medications, says Lawrence J. Cheskin, MD, professor and chair of nutrition at George Mason University and co-author of Weight Loss for Life, The Proven Plan for Success. Research shows that people taking some non-sedating antihistamines long-term, including Allegra and Clarinex, had significantly higher weights and larger waistlines than those not on this regimen. The reasons haven't been pinned down, but blocking the production of histamine, which plays a part in the brain's appetite suppression, may make you feel hungrier. Older beta blockers, such as tenormin and lopressor, or Topril XL, have also been shown to trigger weight gain, while newer ones, like Coreg, usually don't. How to prevent the pounds? If you notice a weight increase after starting a new medication, talk to your doctor about substituting another drug. The next weight warning sign, you're using cardio to manage your weight. Swimming, running, walking, and cycling offer many perks, from sounder sleep to a lower risk for cancer and diabetes. But they're all not a cure-all for weight issues. How to prevent the pounds? Remember, you need strong muscles to rev your metabolism and optimize your calorie burning. Cardio alone won't be enough. Coupling cardio with strength training is a better bet for long-term weight management. But you also have to address the quantity of food you eat. Cheskin, the MD, recommends keeping a food diary to help find the right balance. Self-monitoring your food intake is one of the most common strategies of successful losers. People in a national registry who have lost at least 30 pounds and kept it off for more than a year are considered those successful losers. And finally, the last weight warning sign, you wake up tired. Sleep deprivation lowers the satiation hormone leptin and raises the hunger hormone ghrelin. Plus, research shows that when you're hurting for sleep, you're more likely to reach for fat-laden, sugary foods. And trying to catch up on sleep during the weekend just isn't going to cut it. In a recent study in the International Journal of Obesity, researchers measured the duration and variability of sleep in a group of older adults, along with their weight and waist measurements for a year. Quote, the consistency of a person's sleep schedule and getting more than 6 hours of sleep a night were two key factors in their ability to lose weight, says board-certified sleep specialist Michael Breas, author of The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan, Lose Weight Through Better Sleep. How to prevent the pounds? Go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends. Abstain from caffeine after 2 p.m. and avoid alcohol for 3 hours before bedtime. And get 15 minutes of sunlight every morning to keep your circadian rhythms functioning well. And now an article from the section Money Saver. And this article is entitled Money Habits to Break in 2023. Get off to a good start by stopping some common bad practices. And this is written by Karen Hube. You may not be able to do anything about big problems afflicting the economy and the stock market, but little changes to your everyday activities can help shore up your financial security. Consider the following routines and why you should ditch them in 2023. Number one. The habit is downplaying the risk of cybercrime. You might think cyber theft will never happen to you, but the older you are, the more likely you are to be a target. Cyber criminals stole nearly $3 billion from people 50 and older in 2021, more than all younger age groups combined, according to the FBI. The most common tactic is to entice people into providing personal data by phone or email, or into clicking on seemingly innocent links that let criminals access information on a target's computer. Paul Tracy, CEO of Innovative Technologies, a cybersecurity company, says scammers have been getting increasingly sophisticated. They commonly pose as employees of familiar companies and drop personal details about you that make them seem legitimate, such as your birthday or where you live, often easily found in an online search. How to break this habit? Anytime you get a request for an account number or personal information, or anytime you are invited to click on a link, you should be skeptical, says Tracy. Use different complex passwords for each of your sensitive accounts and change them quarterly. That way, if a password for one account is revealed in a security breach, hackers can't use it to access your other accounts. And the other habit in this article is making minimum payments on your credit card. A fast way to eat up cash is to keep a large balance on your credit card. If you rack up $1,000 in charges in a month and then pay only the minimum, you would need more than 9 years and pay nearly $2,000 to close out the balance. And there's no how to break it section. I guess you should just pay off your credit card if you can every month. Well, everybody, you've been listening to the reading of the Art Magazine on Al Radio. And you can listen to Al Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.alradio.org. Thanks for listening. This is Kevin Altamirano saying goodbye from Al Radio.